suis métisse, un mélange de couleurs. Oh, oh métisse, je viens d'ici d'ailleurs.
Hello and welcome to this special summer feature on RFI. I'm Marco Chownovit. Well, now it's official. Barack Obama is the Democratic candidate for the President of the United States. It's a historic first and the first time a black man has received a major party nomination. But wait, Obama is actually of mixed race. His mother is a white woman from Kansas and his father is a black man from Kenya. So maybe it's more accurate to say that Obama is the first mixed race candidate. But that's not so fair either. I'm sure if we dug into the backgrounds of previous candidates, we'd find Italian grandmothers or Jewish uncles or what have you. So what then is so special about Barack Obama? And why is everyone so obsessed with his race? If anyone's an expert on the issue, Stephen Maynard Caliendo is. He's an associate professor of political science at North Central College in Chicago and the co-director of the Project on Race in Political Communication. He says that Obama will be identified as black, whether he likes it or not.
Appearance tends to matter a lot in the United States. And so, for instance, Barack Obama, while he may be half white, if he were, for instance, trying to get a taxi cab in Manhattan, New York City at 2 o'clock in the morning, he'd have a hard time because the cab drivers would be much more likely to think he was black than think he was white. Those types of prejudices and discrimination face people who appear to be racial minorities, irrespective of the actual content of their genetic makeup. And so the experience of their lived experience is certainly one of black Americans. And so the fact that Barack Obama considers himself black, he has gone through his life as a black man. So that goes a long way to shape the way people consider themselves in the States.
Here in France, there's been a real buzz around Obama. Full-page portraits of him, editorials devoted to him, black and minority figures in public speaking out enthusiastically about him. Informal polls about his popularity suggest that French people overwhelmingly support him. While in the US, Obama is considered black, in France, there seems to be a lot of confusion over how to identify him. Many newspapers started out back in January calling him Métis, or mixed race. Then, after Obama began to emerge as a serious contender and journalists took a closer look, one by one all the newspapers and magazines switched to calling him black. There was no explanation offered, and the switch seems to have gotten under the skin of many French people. The internet is filled with reader debates raging on pages about Obama, despite the silence on the issue in the articles themselves. If Obama is identified as black in the article, a typical reader response quips that this is clearly untrue, that Obama is half black and half white, and this shows us how biased and inaccurate French media is. In early June, an alternative web newspaper launched last year called Rue 89 published an article explaining to French people why Obama is black. It's the only article of its kind, and its author, Guillemette Faure, explained that French people and Americans don't perceive ethnic groups in the same way.
Having spent 12 years in New York and now being in Paris, I know that we don't approach our ethnic group the same way, and that in France, there is some kind of a positive values in the idea of Métis interracial. Whereas, so something like, why wouldn't he say that he's biracial?
Biracial, mixed race?
Yeah, biracial, since it would be a plus here. And as if we journalists would decide that he was black. So first, my first thing was to explain to the French readers that Obama and not the reporters started identifying himself considering himself being black and talking about himself as being black. Like if you read his two books, he talks about himself as a black person in politics.
Four says that someone from mixed racial heritage in the United States would be both black and white, while that same person in France would fall into a third mixed category, neither black nor white, but something else. She terms this post-racial. Faure explained that there's something wonderful and valued in this post-racial identity that falls right into the French idea of a colorblind republic of equal citizens without any identifiable race.
I feel that there is this big ideal in France of blindness and of being everybody being without color, and reminding the color of somebody is never like a good thing. I mean, and first, it's even forbidden by law, for instance, in census or in any way to ask somebody for his skin color. So it's.
Despite this ideal, France remains a very white place, with more Muslims than any other European country and large immigrant communities from French-speaking Africa. One would assume that France would have politicians and celebrities to match this makeup. But, until recently, there were very few black people on television and no black representatives from mainland France in the National Assembly. A figure like Obama is still a long way off in France, Faure. And he represents a bit of a post-racial utopia for France, especially those on the left.
I think if we would have like strong politicians in France with utopian visions, we would not need Obama as much to project our own dreams. One of the reasons for the infatuation of the French voters with Obama is that the left in France now is afraid of being characterized as too dreaming and utopist. So they want now to talk about crime and have like very much a center message. And so I think that Obama is filling this gap and is perceived, maybe it's a misperception, is like the carrying the utopia. Utopia?
The utopia. Or utopic vision.
Right, the utopic visions of the French voters. The left in France now, they want to be perceived as pragmatic and talking about crime and looking after the center vote. And so now Obama is if you want to have this kind of vision of a utopian world and about change and stuff like that, you found that more in him. Like for instance, his speech in Philadelphia about race has been translated in France, has been made out of in a book, and is now a best-selling book in France. It's like in the best-selling list for the last weeks, and it's kind of funny because it's a book about a topic that we would not discuss in France, but we authorize ourselves to talk about race because it's racist in America.
The race issue is something that Obama will have to face back home. He simply cannot present himself as the black candidate. It's been done before, and the presidency can't be won on the race issue alone. So Obama, while clearly saying he's black, is trying to move beyond that identity to overcome racial stereotypes and become the first post-racial candidate. And it's his only hope. Caliendo, the political science professor, explains.
First of all, Barack Obama understands that he understood from the beginning that he can't be seen as the black candidate, because if he's the black candidate, he's not going to get a plurality of votes. In a sense, he can't be seen as quote-unquote too black. And so what black candidates who run in districts that rely on a heavy white population to vote for them have to do in a sense, to say, it's clear I'm black, but I'm not that kind of black person, meaning I'm not the kind of black person that you think of when you think of black people because of how you've been socialized. And so we see two very important ads come out, the first two ads for Obama's campaign in the general election, and they're both geared to basically, besides introducing him to people, saying, I'm not the stereotypes that you think about black people. He talks a lot about being raised with values of hard work because we have stereotypes of black people being lazy. He talks about not making excuses. Americans have stereotypes of black people always wanting something given to them as opposed to working for it, and on and on and on. And so several of these messages come through just in these two ads. And he's trying to, once again, inoculate himself against the even subconscious beliefs that he is, quote-unquote, that black guy.
Criticism has already begun to surface, saying that Obama is compromising his identity and his positions in order to get elected. Obama is anticipating racial attacks, telling a fundraiser in Jacksonville at the end of June.
We know what kind of campaign they're going to run. They're going to try to make you afraid. They're going to try to make you afraid of me. They're going to say, you know what? He's young, inexperienced.
Obama's navigating uncharted waters, and whatever the outcome, it will be a new chapter in race relations in the U.S. that just might reverberate around the world. That's all for this feature. From everyone at RFI and me, Marco Chownovid, thanks for listening. We're going to leave you with the same song we started with, written and performed by former tennis star Yannick Noah, himself of mixed origin. He sings, "I'm proud to be of mixed race. I'm lucky to be able to choose."
Je suis métisse, un mélange de couleurs.